Welcome to Talk the Talk with your girl Anita Love from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just came on here because I had a conversation with someone and they were saying that their significant other was telling them that they act like they are grieving what they didn't have or how their life is not how they want it to be. And I simply told them we have a right to grieve the loss of the life that we envision for ourselves. We have a right to grieve. We have a right to grieve for not being in a committed partnership or being in that marriage that we wanted. We have a right to grieve for the lack of children, the struggles with infertility that so many women have endured and continue to go through, that unfulfillment, that dissatisfaction in that career that you once desired. If you break off an engagement, if you get divorced, you become a single parent, you have a right to grieve the loss of the life that you envision for yourself. Detaching from family, strained parent-child relationship, you have a right to grieve that. Not having the white picket fence and dream that you thought that you were going to have. Financial uncertainty, changes in your body, functionality, abilities, that mental and emotional unbalanced that we struggle to. We have a right to grieve the loss of the life that we envision, and don't let anyone else tell you any different, and don't let anyone else try to make you look like you're a horrible person because of the feelings that you feel. It looks differently in our head, true. And if you're not grieving, in my opinion, then you are not healing. Yes, grief work is often applied to the idea of death of a loved one or things like that. The reality is we're always grieving. We're always grieving the loss of something that we had envisioned. So often people shame themselves or shame others for complaining about things. Yes, sometimes we can get stuck in that way of why me type of situation scenario. I agree. But in my opinion, that constructive complaining is helpful. It lets us validate our discomfort, know what is important and valuable, and provides fuel to do something differently, which is often rewriting the narrative of what our life should look like. So here's your chance. What are you grieving in terms of life plans, expectations currently? Whatever it is that you're grieving, honor it, give it the space it deserves, recalibrate, challenge the timeline stories, focus on your here and now, what is currently working for you, and how can there also be space for joy in what wasn't in that plan? So, what is it that you're grieving in terms of your life plans or expectation or whatever? Take the time to honor it, give it the space it deserves, and recalibrate. Challenge the timelines, the stories, and focus on what's going on here and now. What is currently working for you? And how can there also be space for joy in what wasn't in the plan? I hope this helps someone. I hope it moves someone. It's Anita Love from Baton Rouge. Thank you for listening and sharing the podcast. I ask you to continue to listen and share the podcast. Remember, stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. And let your family and friends know that you love them now, because tomorrow ain't promised to any of us. Peace.